It's such a privilege to have this job. I'm here today at Grassroots Football, watching the FA Cup start, and you know, somebody will be standing up at the end of the season, live on television, and that's the magic of football, and that's the magic of the FA Cup.
Quite a busy weekend for you and your role in the job.
Yes, it's been busy. I started today, first day in the job, met the whole management team, drove down here from Wembley to experience a first round game, which is wonderful, South Park versus Dorking. Really looking forward to it. Going to the England game tomorrow with the players, watching Sam's first game in charge away to Slovakia, and it'll go on like that, and I'm loving every minute of it.
Would you say it's a big job to do, or even an impossible job to do?
I would say it's a big job. I've done reasonable jobs in football. I've chaired a professional football club. I've been chairman of the Football League, and now I'm chairman of the FA. I have a reasonable idea of what the challenges are. It's a question of putting your back into it and trying to knock down as many as possible together with the team, because we've got to get the stakeholders aligned. It's not about the chairman. It's about getting all the stakeholders moving in the same direction so we can achieve things as a country.
And as far as your objectives are concerned, what are they?
My objectives are threefold. Firstly is to increase participation in the game. Make sure we've got lots of people from lots of different backgrounds, black and ethnic minorities, the gay community, the women, making sure that more and more people are playing the game. Secondly, supporting Sam in making our national team successful. And thirdly, making sure we have a very strong financial base so we can invest in grassroots football.
Talking of grassroots football, you can't get any more grassroots than today at South Park versus Dorking in the FA Cup. You know, when you've got so many billions of pounds, £1 billion in the transfer market just gone, how does that kind of like sit with you?
Well, it's the way of the world. You know, one thing we know about globalisation is money flows towards the top, and the Premier League get most of the money. The good news is that they spend quite a lot of it on players. They don't make very big profits, and they share a lot of it with the rest of the game. They contribute to the Football League, to the grassroots game, to facilities, to player development. They're very generous with their money, and we're grateful for that.
And what can you do to help grassroots football clubs like Dorking Wanderers or South Park?
Well, what we're trying to do is to make sure that the FA generates as much money as possible, and that is distributed to the national game, which goes into facilities such as all-weather pitches, coaches, and make sure we can generate the right level of quality of facilities that people can play decent one-touch football on it, which will carry on through the professional game and into the national side.